These are the PCORI methodology standards. This category is about standards for heterogeneity of treatment effects. It was prepared by and will be presented by Dr. Ravi Varadhan and Dr. Chen Wang, both biostatisticians in the Department of Oncology.
Hello, this is Ravi Varadhan. In this module, I will address an important issue in the assessment of heterogeneous treatment effect, the choice of treatment effect scale. This issue is often overlooked in HTE analyses. I will also discuss a special and very important type of HTE known as qualitative interactions and how to detect them. Here is a simple example illustrating the importance of considering the scale of the treatment effect. Here, we consider the effect of a binary treatment Z on the probability of an adverse event in two subgroups denoted by X equals 0 and X equals 1. We can see from the table that the relative risk reduction, that is, the reduction in the risk of the adverse event when treated compared to when not treated, is the same 60% in both subgroups. This indicates that there is no heterogeneity of treatment effect. That is, we see that the treatment risk, the outcome risk, reduces from 0.1 to 0.04, which is a 60% reduction in the X equals 0 group, and the outcome risk reduces from 0.2 to 0.08, which is also a 60% reduction in the X equals 1 group. Thus, there is no HTE on the relative risk scale. However, we note that the absolute risk reduction is greater for the X equals 1 subgroup. Here, the risk is reduced from 0.2 to 0.08, which is a 12% absolute risk reduction. Whereas in the X equals 0 subgroup, the risk reduction is only 6%. Thus, there is a substantial heterogeneity in terms of the absolute risk reduction. Now let us make this discussion a little bit more general. We consider the potential responses Y under Z equals 0 and Y under Z equals 1. The individual treatment effect is a contrast between these two potential responses. One contrast could be the difference between the response under Z equals 1 versus the response under Z equals 0, which is Yi of 1 minus Yi of 0. Another treatment effect definition could be a relative contrast, that is Y under Z equals 1 divided by Y under Z equals 0. HTE is said to be present if there is any variability in these individual treatment effects. It should be noted that homogeneity or the absence of HTE on the relative scale does not necessarily imply homogeneity on the difference scale. In general, when there is variation in the control event rate or the risk of outcome in the absence of treatment, there is likely to be HTE in terms of risk difference, even when the treatment effect is homogeneous on the relative scale. We saw this in the example in the previous slide. This also shows that it is possible to find a scale or a transformation of the response in which there is no HTE. Interaction is said to be removable if there exists a transformation of the response variable Y, which makes the interaction term vanish in the statistical model. For a continuous response variable Y, a nonlinear variance stabilizing transformation, a function H of Y, can always be found. There is a very good discussion of this idea of transformations to remove the interaction in Sir David Cox's 1984 paper called Interactions. The removable interactions are commonly known as quantitative interactions. For binary responses, finding such transformation to remove the interactions is more difficult. Even if one could find such a transformation, the interpretation of such a transformation could be very difficult. Therefore, HTE analysis is often limited to well-known scales, including odds ratio, risk ratios, or risk differences for binary responses. There is another type of interaction known as qualitative interactions, which we will discuss in a short while. And these interactions are scale invariant. They are also known as essential interactions because they cannot be eliminated by any type of monotone transformation. So, given that the choice of treatment effect scale is important, this raises a difficult question. On which scale should HTE be evaluated? There are different options available here. The scale in which the model best fits the data could be the scale of choice, or the scale which provides a parsimonious model, that is, a model without an interaction term, could be the one to use, or the more traditional scale, which is logit regression or logistic regression for binary outcome, could be the scale to use. In any case, the results should also be reported in terms of the absolute difference on the basic scale, that is, the difference in terms of the mean or the risk difference, should always be reported regardless of the scale in which the modeling is conducted. There are a couple of reasons why the results of HTE should be reported on the absolute difference scale. Because the absolute difference scale is easy to interpret, and it is also more pertinent for policy and treatment decision purposes, especially in the context of PCOR research. There are two important types of interactions, quantitative and qualitative. Quantitative heterogeneity is the presence of any heterogeneity in terms of the treatment effect. Here, two or more subgroups could have different treatment effects, but the treatment effect is beneficial in all the subgroups. On the other hand, qualitative heterogeneity indicates variation or heterogeneity in treatment effect, but one or more subgroups may be benefited while one or more subgroups may be harmed by the treatment. In other words, the heterogeneity could be in different directions, benefit versus harm. Therefore, it is important to look for qualitative interactions. The well-known method to detect qualitative interaction is known as the Gale-Simon likelihood ratio test. In this test, let us denote the true treatment effects in K mutually exclusive subgroups by delta 1 through delta sub K. The positive orthant is a region in this k-dimensional space where all the treatment effects are non-negative. And similarly, the negative orthant is a space or region in the k-dimensional space where all the treatment effects are negative. So the null hypothesis that we want to test while detecting qualitative interactions is the hypothesis that the true treatment effect lies in either the positive orthant or in the negative orthant. In other words, all the treatment effects are either positive or negative, but not both. For two-dimensional subgroups or two subgroups, we could represent it geometrically as shown in this graph. The shaded region is the region where null hypothesis holds. So the treatment effects delta 1 and delta 2 could be either in the first quadrant or in the third quadrant, which means both treatment effects have the same sign. Either they are both positive or both negative. On the other hand, if the true treatment effects happen to lie on the second or the fourth quadrant, then they have opposite signs, which could indicate the presence of qualitative interaction. Let D sub K denote the treatment effect in subgroup K, and S sub K squared is the variance of the treatment effect estimate. The Gale-Simon test proceeds by calculating two quantities, Q minus and Q plus, and these quantities essentially denote the distance of the estimated treatment effects from the concordant orthons, which are the positive orthons and the negative orthon. So the Q plus and Q minus are computed as shown, and then the Gale-Simon test calculates the minimum distance, which is the minimum of Q plus and Q minus, and it evaluates whether this minimum distance is greater than a constant C. This constant C is a critical value which is determined so as to obtain the desired probability of rejection under the null hypothesis. Typically, this probability is 0.05, and the critical value C depends on the number of subgroups K. Here we will illustrate the Gale-Simon test with the data from the National Study of Adjuvant Breast Cancer Project. In this, two treatments are compared for breast cancer adjuvant therapy. One is denoted as PF, which is a chemotherapy agent, and the other treatment is PFT, which is the chemotherapy agent plus tamoxifen. So the goal is to evaluate whether adding tamoxifen is beneficial. Here the outcome is the difference in disease-free proportion at 3 years. The treatment effect in terms of the difference in disease-free proportion is denoted by D sub I. And we can see four numbers reported here for the four subgroups. In the first subgroup, the treatment effect is actually positive, which denotes that the treatment is harmful in that group. Whereas in the other three subgroups, the treatment effect is negative, which means the treatment is beneficial. So there is some suggestion as to the presence of a qualitative interaction. The Gale-Simon test statistics Q plus and Q minus can be calculated for this data as 10.89 and 4.28 respectively. And the minimum of these two is 4.28. The critical value C for this is 5.43. And we see that the minimum Gale-Simon statistic 4.28 is smaller than 5.43. Therefore, we cannot reject the null hypothesis that there is no qualitative interactions. In other words, the evidence for qualitative interaction is weak. Now, let us look at the treatment effect measured in a slightly different way. Here, the treatment effect is measured as the log hazard ratio. Again, the effects are shown for the four subgroups as before, and the effect is denoted by D sub I in the first row of the table. As before, we see that the treatment effect is positive in the first subgroup and negative in the three other subgroups. Thus, the treatment appears to be harmful in the first subgroup and beneficial for the other three subgroups. Now, we calculate the Gale-Simon test statistics again. The Q plus and Q minus are 14.38 and 6.54, respectively. The minimum statistic is 6.54, which is bigger than the critical value 5.43, thus suggesting that there is evidence for qualitative heterogeneity when the treatment effect is measured as log hazard ratio. This again reinforces the point that we made earlier that the assessment of HTE depends on the choice of the treatment effect scale.